Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tov Reish Yud Bayis, and we are up to Sif Zayin. Achal Olei Kanim Potter. If someone ate leaves from reeds, he is Potter on Yom Kippur. V'lulavei Gifonim Sheliv Levu Koydem Hashashana Potter. Now, if a person eats twigs that blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be Potter. Why? Since it's mere wood, because the eitz ba'al mahen v'im livlevu be'eretz Yisrael, he has in parentheses, me'reish Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, if they blossomed between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, then he's going to be chay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katon zay yutes ale kanim. These are the leaves from the reeds. Yesh garsten ale gefanim. Some say it's the leaves from the gefen, from the vine. Ba'atam, and the reason that your potter, whether it's ale kanim or ale gefanim, is because mishum de'enam ruyam la'achila. As we said yesterday, if something is not roi la'achila, you eat it. Not chayiv, still also to eat it, but you're not chayiv. Sif. So, the Shulchan Aruch had said that if someone eats twigs from the vine that blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to be potter if it blossomed before Rosh Hashanah. But if it was livlevu, okay, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you're chayv. So what is livlevu? She heinetzim, ain't they blossom? So that's where we know that it means that it blossomed, yetzei perach, you know, the tzitz, you see the targum saying, afek lavavin, it comes out, blossom, sifka unchav aleph, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. If it blossoms between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, these twigs from the gefanim, then you're going to be chayiv. Why? Mishum da'adayim lachin v'rakin pain. Because they're still moist and soft, and they're they're fit for consumption, therefore you'll be chayiv. Ches, kas, pevish, shekasas upatza oisa b'sheinav. So a person goes ahead and he chews pepper, right? Kas, pilpile, ozangbele. He goes ahead and he chews pepper or ginger. That's what it means. Kasas upatza oisa b'sheinav. He chews it. Imhein yevashim, but it means like he chews onto it, and like obviously cracks it into the heart, and he chews on it. So it may be evasion if we're dealing with the pepper and the ginger sticks, and they were dry. So he's going to be potter below chazal achilat, because they're not fit for eating, for consumption. Once again, if they're moist, he's going to be chayiv. I'm talking about where he just doesn't stop chew it; he has to swallow it. Because if he didn't swallow it, even if they were moist, he would be potter. So if it's saying when they're moist, you're chayiv, obviously talking about when you swallow it. Ah, so why crying b'shem k'sisa? Why is it a lashon of chewing? Mishum de pilpil yavesh ozangvil, because these dry pepper or ginger sticks. Shekorin ingbar, right? Hu davar she'ein da'achon lechol. Those are things you don't eat. The lachain putter, therefore you're putter. The chol putter, diet maracha, putter avalasa. Whenever it says putter, it means he is, okay, putter from onesh, from chiyuv, but he's still going to be usher, putter avalasa, putter from gareth. We move right there. Sif test. Hashoyse b'yoyim kippur melo l'mof. So now we're coming to the isser of drinking on Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, eating and drinking, they go together, but the shiurim and the amount that you're chayiv for is different. As we saw, when it comes to eating food, the shiur and the amount is kikoyseves gasa. That's food items. Well, now, what about drink? What about beverages? What about drinking beverages? So, it says, hashayse b'yom kippur, someone who drinks, right, beverages, liquids, milo lugmav, cheeks full. Cheeks full, Perish, Melopiv, meaning a mouthful, he's going to be chayiv. U'misharim b'chol adam l'fi ma shehu. And we assess every person by his size. Unlike we said by what? By food. We saw by foods. There was no distinction between Og Melech HaBashan and a midget. There was no difference between a little tiny person and a huge giant. It's always a kesev eskasa. However, when it comes to liquids, and we say Melo Lugmav, it depends on the size of the person's cheek. Hagodol Lefi Gadlo, a tall, large person, according to his height, Hakata Lefi Katno. Now, below Melo Lugmav Mamish, now, this quantity is not the amount that literally fills both cheeks, right? Even though it sounds like cheeks full, Melo Lugmav. Rather, what does it mean? Rather, it refers to the quantity that one could push into one side of his mouth, and it appear as if his cheeks are full. And how much is this? So again, it's different. It's different for every person. But in terms of an average person, it's hupachas mi revius ba'adam beinan. It's less than a revius for the average sized person. Bechol amashkin mitstarfim l'kashir, and all liquids join up to make the shir. We saw it yesterday that liquids and solids do not join up unless the liquid actually comes and aids and abets the solid and becomes part of the style of food. But drinking and eating does not mitstarif for the shir. Now, let's see the Mishnah Brura on all of this. Sif katan chafim, lo lugmav. The king ul rabbanim. The chachamim knew, the b'shir zeh, that this amount, the cheekful, misyashay daito shal adam v'adam nena inu. That's what calms a person down, and the inui and the affliction from hunger, and in this case thirst, is removed. Tikal chabal, the fi mashahu, it's all based on his size. But lomar, the kan ena shir shaveh. Here, unlike by foods, the amount is not the same lechol out of everybody. Kemo ba'achila, like we saw by achila and sevala. We should do inyan shesia, because when it comes to drinking, kimu lechacham, chachamim knew, the lo miyat adayt shel adam is not going to be a yishuv das, is not going to calm the person from his inui, ela b'malugma v'day, only with the size of his cheeks. But it's all relative to his size. His cheekful is relative to his size, going to go ahead and calm him from the inui. Sifka nechafe, below below the gubam, it's not two cheekfuls, or to lomar. Low initiation, ela chayam, malay, and vashke, you don't need both cheeks to be full of liquid. Ela daisha ye achad malay bully. As long as you have one that is full and sticking out and bulging out, ela sha'azi, royam, and malay, kibish, malay, then it looks like they're both full. Sif cut and chaf bub, the hu pachos mervius, it's a little less than a revius. Mashma duhu karo revius. It sounds like it's a little less than a revius, close to a revius. I'm not missing Reishayin Aleph, Sifi Gimel. However, Reishayin Aleph, seemingly based on, you know, Tosafin and Pesachim, duhu rubo shal revius. It's really rove revius, not mamish, a little less than a revius. Bayein biber alacha sham, check out the ber alacha there. Continuing weiter. Sif kat nuchav zayin, ba'adam beinani, it's the, for a average sized person, it's a little less than a revius, or as we said before, a rove revius. But sometimes the below lugmav will be mamish revius, or even more than revius, based on the person's size. If you go other than God, someone's very tall, very big. Someone who's small, the below lugmav today, who pops for over revius. And someone who's small, tiny, his below lugmav is going to be less than the majority of revius. And Gamkein, he's also going to be chayiv, came in the miyatev, taikta yalyadeze, since he's going to be calm down by a melo lugma of his, because he's small, even when less than a rover of his. We continue back there in the Ramah. Shasam mashkin she'ein on ruyin l'shtiyah. What happens if a person drinks beverages, liquids, that are not ruyin l'shtiyah, they're not fit to be drunk? Kigon seer, like brine, or murius. What is seer and murius? Like the Mishabruah Chavches. That's what oozes out of the fish if you salt it. And what is murius? Murius is the fat that comes out of the fish. In other words, it's the fish brine, or we'll call it the fish oil, the fish fat. That's what the tzir is, the fish brine. fish oil is the Murius healthy, probably omega 3. So that stuff, if you just drink it straight up, you're not going to be chai for it. As well as the chomets chai, as well as basically undiluted vinegar, strong, powerful, raw vinegar, could be putter because he's not fit for drinking. Look at Mishnah Berurah test chomets chai v'dafke shemavaya k'shemashlichin oisoi al haaretz. It's specifically when the vinegar is so strong that it bubbles when it pours on the ground, so then it won't be fit for the other. That's when it's not going to be fit for drinking. Putter, you'll be putter. Afilu shasa harbe yosef b'kashir. Even if you drink a lot of it, the kevan shul chomets chazak tvei maziko, because since it's very powerful, it's going to damage a person. However, yesh omer because shoyse harbe chayim. There are opinions though that one who drinks a large quantity of this vinegar is going to be chayim. But it's mazik and it's very powerful because it does shoyber ravono. You're going to be chayim because it does shoyber ravono, because even though it's very powerful, it will get rid of his hunger. However, all opinions agree, right? But right, Torah Arma Asher Lo Seuna, and the Torah says Lo Seuna, okay? And Aval Asa L'Kulei Alma Afilu B'Purta. But according to everybody, all opinions agree that it is Asa to consume either Rabbanon, even a small amount of any of these things. Just a question of what you're chayiv for. Sif Yud. Shasa Ma'at Chazav V'Shasa. The guy drank a little bit, and then he drank some more. Im yesh mitchila shtiya rishona, atzov shtiya achrona, kidei shtiyas rebiyas. If from the beginning of his drinking until the end of his drinking, because he kept drinking and drinking again, it was the amount of time, kidei shtiyas rebiyas, the amount of time to drink a rebiyas, then it's mitzdarfin l'shir, the kashir. Then it's going to join up to the shir, the amount that you'll be chayav for. In lame, mitzdarfin, but if it spread out more than a rebiyas, which is a pretty short amount of time, it's not going to join up and you're not going to be chayav. However, others say you have a little longer time. Some say that the shear of joining up all the drinkings, all the right, continuous drinkings, is kedei achilas pras. The same way, by achila, it joins up in the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, so too by drinking. So that's obviously a much greater period of time, 2, 4, 9 minutes, as opposed to shtiyas uviyas, which would be a pretty short amount of time. But obviously, it's more chomer if you say the shear is kedei achilas pras legabe lisa lachas. Oh, sorry, we skipped a little bit at the end of the Ramah, the previous sif, where he says about chometz mazuk chayev. But if you drink diluted vinegar, you're going to be chayev. And then the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed said chayev the royal l'shtiya, because then it becomes fit for drinking, because it becomes like a shtickle vinegar drink that now becomes edible, drinkable, whatever you want to call it. Sif Katan Lamed Aleph in Yud. So now we're back to Yud, where we saw a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. What is the shear that's mitzdarev a number of different drinkings? So Lamed Aleph, the Yesh Omrim. So the others say no. You have kedei achilas pras to be mitzdarev. The lashon of mechaber mashma that ikar kedei rishona. From the mechaber, it sounds like the ikar is kedei rishona revius, which is a big kula. About pichadish v'agra kasu the ikar kedei ashniya, but the pichadish and the gra says no. The ikar kedei ashniya, and obviously that's more chomer. We continue weiter in the Ramah now. Mutar liga b'yom kippur b'achlin, it is permissible to go ahead and touch food and drink and give it liutain lektanim. You can touch foods, you can handle foods on yom kippur and give it to kids. I'm not concerned that you're going to eat it or drink it if you touch it. What's he talking about here? Look at Sukkot Lamed Beis. He means to say you don't treat it like chametz. Lo dami lechametz v'pesach she'asu liga. Chametz is an issur to handle chametz. We should shema yavol achla, because maybe you'll come to eat it again. Even if you don't own the chametz. Now I handle chametz. Because when it comes to Pesach, you're already eating other things. So we're concerned. You come and eat this if you're handling it. Unlike Yom Kippur, you don't eat anything. Any eating and drinking. So we're not concerned you're going to eat and drink it. Also, you have the awe of the Yom Adin. You're not going to forget. And even if the Tino can take the food himself, the child can take the food himself, you don't have to be machmer, you could go ahead and feed him. So just to finish up, some a little additional Torah, a little bit of a review. So here, we saw here in Sif Yud, as we said, two opinions concerning the period of time in which one must drink a malol lugmav to be chayiv against drinking, for drinking on Yom Kippur. The first opinion he cites maintains that one must drink a malol lugmav within the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. And the second opinion contends that one will be chayiv even if he drinks a malol lugmav within kedei achilas pras. Now, since the first opinion was stated as the halacha, and the second opinion in the name of Yesh Omrim, so the Mishnah Berurah points out that it implies that he follows the first more makil opinion, even though we saw others, the Pri Chadash and the Gra, they were machmir like the Dei Ashniya. Now, when discussing, it's interesting, when discussing one who's a chola and how he should drink so that he's not chayiv to be punished, the Shulchan Aruch seems to follow the second opinion. That's strange. That it's more chamur, and writes that one should pause the amount of time it takes to consume a pras before taking a second drink. So the Tshuvas Or LeZion, Chelek Beis, Mavo Anaf, Aleph, Osches, he explains that the Shulchan Aruch maintains that the first more makel opinion, Etzba Etzem, correct. However, when one could accommodate a more chamur opinion, so one should make an effort to do so. Therefore, when discussing one who is ill and will be drinking on Yom Kippur, you should make an effort to comply with both opinions and pause between drinking the amount of time it takes to eat, right? Kedei achilas pras. This approach also resolves another stira. In our siman, the Shulchan Aruch indicates that the volume of a pras is equal to the volume of 3 beitzim. But when addressing someone who is a chayla and will be eating, he follows the view that a kedei achilas pras is equal to the volume of 4 beitzim. So once again, you can explain the Shulchan Aruch maintaining that technically it is, you know, the kedei achilas pras is the volume of 3 beitzim. But when one can accommodate all opinions, one should do so. And therefore, when possible, one who is eating on Yom Kippur in small quantities should pause the amount of time it takes to eat the volume of 4 beitzim before eating again. Ad kan.